Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and Beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, joined by Angeline Marie, and it's Tom Donahue's show, program, and rants and raves that'll be coming a little bit later in segment two. So, Angeline, another week, another program, lots to talk about.
Yeah, here we are. We're back at it.
Yeah, and I'm getting more revved up. I'm getting more motivated. I'm getting more inspired. You know, there's so much to cover, although I don't feel like we have to get into the weeds and cover every little thing. You almost feel an obligation when you do the 5 day a week gig, because you feel like you have to comment on almost everything, and you feel like if you don't, which quite frankly, when in the 1990s, I would ignore a lot of that because I would do a lot of interviews on the Fed or New World Order or various other things, and unless it was like something I had to mention, I tried not to feel that outside external pressure.
So what do you got on the agenda for this week that you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to be talking about how Bolton should bolt. And Bolton is a globalist, New World Order, neocon figure. So we'll get to that in the next segment. But I want to talk about Butthead, not Beavis and Butthead. But we're talking about Pete, the Butthead. And it has no... I'm not referring to in any way, shape, or form to the fact that he's gay or homosexual. It's just, it's kind of a play on Beavis and Butthead. He is saying some of the things he's recommending, is just absolutely incredible and not in a good way. He unveils his agenda, which is amnesty, legal pot, and abortion. Now, not as in pro-abortion, as in pro-death. As in pro kill babies. I don't understand how the Democrats can embrace an agenda, and it's not just a Butthead, but it's even on up to a Biden, who's supposed to be more moderate. That late term abortions are now so acceptable within the Demon Party.
Tom, it's beyond late term. Now it's past term. Abortions. You know, I heard something in the last couple days. It was a Democrat out of Louisiana is even crossing political party lines because they have just gotten so outlandish with this abortion stuff on the left that even he is standing up for no abortion now. And I've heard that, I think it's the state of Missouri, is getting close to banning abortion. So it almost seems like the pro-lifers are gaining ground. Amen on that.
Yes, they are gaining ground. And in large part, I agree with. I do believe that if someone, and again, I'm not a woman, so as much as it's very easy for a man to say some of these things because they're not going to have to experience it as direct. Within their own bodies. But I can tell you that men should have at least some say in the matter, because it does take a man and a woman, not a man and a man and a woman and a woman, to procreate. And fatherhood and husbands, should play some role in this. But I can say that, and I feel like the way Ronald Reagan felt, is that when it comes to rape and incest, and the mother's health, that some of these things have to be considered and factored in very early on pregnancy.
Yeah, but, and I'm sure I'm going to hear from some women on this. To me, that's all in God's hands, and you never know. Even a birth out of incest or rape, you don't know. None of us know what God's plans are for that baby. Should it be born, and what he could do to change anything. I just don't feel like we can play God in any of those situations, because as you know, as a Christian, what is bad and evil sometimes God can turn for good. But that's just my opinion on that.
But there are people that are not as religious or spiritual or have God in their lives, or I think that it's going to be extremely difficult to outlaw completely, 100% in all cases. I really take issue and take great umbrage with the fact that the term fetus is used, because fetus is an unborn animal. To me, it's a developing human being. At what stage is what you can debate. It's amazing to me that a heartbeat, a fully formed body. I mean, it's not a space alien. It's not a goat or a chicken or a frog. It's not primordial slime. But for those that want to argue that it's not a human, and then that it's almost saying, okay, well, if it's not out of the womb, then it doesn't count as a human. Well, I just don't get it.
What makes me sick is these leftists, the same leftists that talk about how you can kill a baby once it's born if for whatever reason you think it had a defect or whatever your ridiculous reason is. Those same people, if you said you were going to rip out the fetus of a baby kitty or a baby puppy, these same people would be all over you. So it makes me sick that when it comes to humans, that they can just treat life as if it's nothing.
Yeah, and now the leftists, the progressive, the libs have gone to the extent that if they decide when the baby is being delivered that I now don't want it, then the baby should be executed. And so it amazes me that they'll fight for trying the prevention of the execution of serial killers or serial rapists and go through all the legal hoops to try to save a life of someone that is, well, I mean, only God, I think, would find perhaps savable. But even then, I think it's questionable. But they won't save this innocent little baby that has done nothing to anybody and hasn't had an opportunity to be heard and to be to even take its first breath.
Right. I think you have a report that you wanted to get to for our next segment, so I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
It's part of a rant and a rave. I don't know if I want to call it Tom's tirade, but I think I'm going to incorporate more of these within our programming, and it gave me an opportunity to just, without interruption and no criticism your way, that I was able to just focus, concentrate, and this time it's a lightning bolt to Bolton.
Okay. When we come back, then we'll just go right into it.
Well, right into the segment. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. More to come. Tom Donahue Show with Angeline Marie. Hold tight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store. TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome, Tom Donahue Reports, Tom Donahue Rant. I just have to report on this, and that is about the big B, and that's for Bolton. And Bolton should bolt from this administration, from our country, quite frankly, and from a civilized world, even though it is, to a degree, uncivilized just about anywhere and everywhere, especially in certain quadrants of the world. But John Bolton, there was an article, and the story is quite a good one, and it comes from the Guardian, and it's entitled, "Is John Bolton the Most Dangerous Man in the World?" Question mark. Well, he's not in the upper echelon of the New World Order, but in terms of a foot soldier, in terms of someone as a warmonger, someone that is about as disreputable and dishonest as it relates to foreign affairs, and being a crown jewel of neocons, yes. Now, this neocon, in fact, let me just quote from this article, says, "The U.S. is closer to war with Iran than it has been since the Bush years, or perhaps ever. Bolton is largely to blame. Donald Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, wants the United States to go to war with Iran. And we know this because he's been saying it for nearly two decades." The question is, and we're talking about leadership as it relates to the president, why did he select, or was he told by higher forces within the universe? And we're not talking about spiritual, although there are demonic forces too. But something's not right here. Trump will laugh off and say, "I like all points of view," and he likes conflict, and he feels that eventually, you know, conflicting opinions and points of view and perspectives will boil to a head, and then he'll decide. I'm not quite sure about that. And why would you put someone, in my view, that's so sinister and would do anything to undermine you as it relates to getting us into World War III or any war, anywhere, anytime? I mean, this guy has got a bloodlust, okay? So we should ban Bolton. Bolton should bolt, and that's the way I see it. But Donald Trump is to blame here. You know, unless we're missing something here, he is the president of the United States, and for whatever reason, he chose him. Again, Bolton does come from Fox News, so maybe Hannity said, "Hey, you can control him, and you know, John's a good walrus." You know, no, he's a disgrace to all walruses because walruses have a higher mentality and morality. Okay. But yeah, I have real issues with weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't, and just getting us into other wars and conflicts. You know, he's the architect for the neocons. And when you think of neocons, you have to think of New World Order. And so even though he might be conservative in some ways, and he travels in conservative circles, well, so does Romney, and so do the Bushes. And let's just put it this way. Fox News would be supportive right now if it was Romney. For the most part. Remember, you know, Hannity would sit down when Bush is painting and or when Bush was out at the ranch, and there was never even a hardball question for either Bushes. It, you know, it's opportunism. And the fact is that if you just have the GOP mantle, they'll be supported by Fox News primarily. They will, you know, I'm glad that they are in large part supporting Trump. But you can't have fawning media. If you have the fake media, then and fake news, then how could you have the fawning media and Fox News, with a few exceptions? And then Trump says they should be fired. Well, Trump doesn't have an ownership stake. Well, as far as I know, then again, maybe there's an underlying agreement. There is a pact there between the Murdochs, Trump, Hannity, a conservative cartel, even Savage talks about that, and cabal. And I've mentioned that before. It's not just left and right, and it's not just good versus evil, because there's good and evil. But maybe there's more good in the quote-unquote conservative movement as opposed to the liberal progressive movement in terms of morality. I agree. But nevertheless, you know, there are some very evil, demonic forces that are going to certainly, if you believe like I do, or at least in similar ways, that there are spiritual forces and there is the battle of good and evil, then do you think the demonic forces, the dark side, and again, we have that dark state, the deep state, do you think that they're just going to prey on just one side of the aisle or just stay, you know, involved, you know, like there's some kind of like artificial divide there? No, they're going to try to, we're talking about the demons, we're talking about, you know, the satanic forces themselves, you know, Satan will try to work both sides of the aisle. Okay. That's the way I see it. So yes, I think that it's very important that we speak out. And and unfortunately, where's Rush? Where's Hannity? Where's Levin in all this? Now, I will give credit where credit's due. And there's been a lot of good efforts in supporting a president that actually likes to dig his own grave. Matter of fact, Trump's worst enemy is himself, because why did he pick Bolton? You know, that's going to be the billion-dollar question. He likes to talk about billions for years to come. And if you look at the turnstile, which we talked about last week, and we look at poor leadership decisions, something has to be done. You know, I think he believes that it's controlled chaos. Well, I think it's uncontrolled chaos, and I don't believe that tumult leads to triumph. And I think that there is forces, malevolent forces, that are helping to destroy the Trump administration from within. And that's the family members. That's people that have been there longer than they should be. That's prior forces that have already exited for, you know, news jobs and talk radio jobs. And well, I guess some of them are, you know, spending time in prison. If you really look at, and you can judge a person by not only their words, but their deeds and the people that they surround themselves with. And yes, we can all make mistakes in judgment. But if you're with someone, you know, more than a dozen years, and I don't remember the exact number, that the enforcer, you know, his fixer and enforcer, Michael Cohen, you can just see, I mean, this was degenerate filth. I mean, this was just, you know, abject scum. And why you would associate yourself with someone like that and ingratiate yourself, I don't know. But there's many poor decisions that have been made. Quite frankly, yes, there would have been Democrat investigations, but there would be no special counsel, at least there wouldn't have been, if there wasn't a Jeff Sessions, and the artist known as the recuser, because, you know, and if Comey had been fired, right, you know, I mean, let go when, you know, like a normal administration would turn certain cabinet heads over, then there wouldn't have been these difficulties. And when you go to NBC News and Lester Forehead Holt and say things that are quite frankly contradicting the things that you had said prior about conversations with Comey and others in the administration, and then these words come back to haunt you, and you volunteer to put yourself in the hot seat, you know, there's nobody in the right mind, even though I know you worked with and for NBC with the Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, but there is no compelling interest to do interviews with NBC, MSNBC, CBS. It's very few and far between in the established, controlled corporate media that you'll see any fairness. That's my rant for the week. I'm Tom Donahue. More to come.
is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, and I'm joined by Angeline Marie. And, you know, this is a work in progress. And quite frankly, you know, we're working on, you know, just having smoother transitions, having, you know, the break sets in place and all that, which, you know, it's really the early goings here. So, again, Angeline, I think you're doing a great job, and we're going to continue to fine-tune you and I here. The audience is more interested in the meat of the matter, the red meat, if you will. And that's what I've always been known to deliver. And I know you have with your interviews with Truth Seekers Talk radio show over the years. You know, I think we both have an ear for the listener and have some savvy as it relates to what we think the listeners want to hear. I also give them sometimes what they don't want to hear, but not because it wouldn't be interesting or exciting. It's because maybe they disagree, but I'm not as worried about altering or modifying content if, in fact, it does disturb some people. But I don't say anything to just evoke a reaction. What are your thoughts as it relates to those kinds of things?
Well, like you said, it's a work in progress. I'm used to doing everything post, not live, but we'll work it out.
It's sort of like you see these late night talk shows and they say live on tape. That's really what we are. And right. There's some advantages to that. But what we're doing right here is we're not going to go back and do take two. You know, we might be able to fine tune like if there's a noise issue or something. But other than that, the content remains intact. And I want to go back to the last segment. And it was something that just kind of came to me during the week. And I said, you know, I could record certain reports or certain rants. You could even call it Tom's tirade or Donahue's diatribe. But and, you know, I may determine what that's going to be called. And I'm probably going to put those in separately on our podcast directories, but also include them. And I mean, there might be reports that are additional that are not part of the Tom Donahue Show, but nevertheless will be made available. So I'm getting more motivated, more, you know, interested in creating content, but in unique and unpredictable ways.
So let's get back to National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I wish a lightning bolt would hit him in the rear. And again, I'm not going to say anything like that Trump's opponents and those that are Trump haters and never Trumpers will say. And that's talking about the dismemberment of body or murder or death. I never wish that on any. Enemy, any foe. You know, I may say things in jest, but I try to do it in a way that does not ever, can be interpreted for an early death or a painful death or anything that is not happening in a natural way, in the natural order. But speaking of order and disorder, Bolton has been part of the New World Order, and I don't understand why Fox doesn't want to see that, and I don't understand why you have the conservative cartel and cabal, and Savage agrees with that and even uses that terminology. And he and I have talked, and I've interviewed him in the past. and he's been shut out by those people. And so if you're too independent, matter of fact, if you even tilt a little conspiratorial, which I do, but it's the conspiratorial reality and facts, not just theorizing and not just hypothesizing, but it's okay to theorize. But I heard something this morning, and it was actually on a replay, and I don't listen to the Beck clown and goofball with the goggles, and he fakes all kinds of illnesses and all kinds of crises and those kind of things. But he and Alex Jones have always had been at war, and they're both characters that I don't really appreciate all that much. But I can say this, that in the defense of Alex Jones, that even though there are lies and deceptions and exaggerations and hyperbole and just over the top, and it's not just the antics, the apish antics, but it's other things. There are elements of truth there, and that the overriding truth is that there is a globalist conspiracy. There is a new world order. There are dark and demonic and deep state and dark state forces. But Beck said something, and I think people should be aware of. He said that he disagrees, not just the style or the antics, but disagrees with everything Alex Jones says within, the percentage he used was 98% of the time, 98% of what he has to say. So if he's disagreeing with Alex Jones, InfoWars, 98% of the time, then I say that Beck is on the other side. And I say that Beck, of course he's an opportunist, because he plays these cast of characters, and you listen to him, and he's always, he was the staunchest never Trumper. Now he's he came out early on to support a second term for Donald Trump. So when you have these chameleon like characters, I take real issue with them.
I did not know, because I knew he was a never Trumper. I did not know now that he is for him for a second administration.
Yeah, he brought that up a few months ago. And so what happened was, and there was like, at least Levin was pretty honest that he really wanted Ted Cruz, and he criticized certain things about Trump, but not everything about Trump. And now, he's very supportive of the president, but he is a free trader, and there are issues that Levin will take him to task on. But Beck always has these. Cataclysmic conversions. There was a time where he wanted to say he was really sorry for all the things he had said about Obama, and that, he really wanted to bring more peace and unity to the nation. And then all of a sudden that persona is gone. And then he's off to becoming again an America First crusader. So you never know what you're going to get with Beck. And so in many ways, Beck has certain psychoses, things that Alex Jones has said that he suffers from. And that's why he, in these legal depositions, he says these psychoses have led him to say things about Sandy Hook and other things. And so so both of them are somewhat Looney Tunes. But again, I'm not sure how I got off on all that. But back to Bolton. So Bolton is someone that is globalist, New World Order. He he's, that's right. So he's really been enshrined and intertwined with Fox News for so long. And so you have these Fox News imports into the White House, and some of them need to be exported. And I think Bill Shine did leave. He was the executive producer for Hannity for many years, and then he became a chief executive at Fox News. And so there's just too much Fox leverage over the White House. And quite frankly, sometimes it's helpful, and sometimes it's really destructive in terms of the policies, and the fact is that many of them contradict what the president stands for and has promised and hopefully someday will deliver.
Well, I don't think Trump should align himself with any mainstream media, but I get it. I mean, I know why he does with Fox, because he feels probably like that's the only biggest reach outlet he has available to him in his arsenal. But Trump has always stood on this endless wars and says diplomacy is the way to go. And I really hope that he sticks with that. And as far as what I know from John Bolton, even going back to Reagan's administration, is that he's just always been sort of this warmonger character. You know, obviously back then I wasn't paying too much. I was too young and stupid to even care. But, yeah, I was with you on that Bolton pick. I was always against that, and I couldn't understand it. And then I guess that gets back to maybe we really don't know what's going on in the background. I don't know why he picked him.
Now, Trump seems to thrive on chaos. And even though he says it's controlled chaos, I don't think it's controlled. I think it's, you know, very disorderly. And quite frankly, if Trump doesn't keep a strong enough rein on this, we could easily be in a war. And if we provoke these nations, Iran in particular, and they fire upon us, and there is a start to a military conflict, well, then we'll be engaged, and we can't say, well, that was John Bolton's fault, and so we'll end up in another war. And Trump was so vehemently opposed to these Gulf War excursions, especially Cheney and Bush too, the junior, and so now he's got Bolton, who was the neocon architect of the weapons of mass destruction and all the deception that got us into the Gulf War too. And it's really just, despicable and heinous and unacceptable. And I just don't, if it's one thing, if he wants to meet, and he has met with Henry Kissinger, and he has met with some of these people that are part of the New World Order, if you want to just hear them out, but don't give them cabinet posts, don't give them positions of authority. You know, if you want to talk to them in a setting that is not part of the governmental process, just to hear them out, I think you should hear people out. But nevertheless, Bolton is not deserving, and he certainly is not worthy of any position within the United States government, and not just a warmonger, war crimes type person. He should be brought into some kind of, I hate to say world court, but he should be held accountable for the things he did during the Bush reign. So to me, it's just unbelievable that you have anybody of this nature that would be within the confines of the White House and the United States government. More to come. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show. Thanks for listening today.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back to the Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be on board with us. And I'm also joined by my contributor here, contributing host, that's Angeline Marie. And we're at the final segment here, so we're a lot to cover. What I was getting at with John Bolton, New World Order, neocon architect, and I guess on that side is extraordinaire because he really does do the things they want. But Fox, of that network and that ilk, they fully support John Bolton. And even though he's undermining Donald Trump, undermining America's agenda, undermining the United States Constitution and humanity at large, and I do believe that he should be charged with war crimes, and I do believe that he should be charged with genocide, and I believe that he's one of the most deceptive and most despicable human beings, and I was really glad I found that article in The Guardian, and so I hope that those of you that listen today or tell your friends that it is in part two of this program, we'll also make that available as a separate podcast as well. So we have the two B's that we're talking about today, John Bolton and Democrat running for president who happens to be gay or homosexual, and they call him Mayor Pete, and his last name is difficult to pronounce, Buttigieg or something along those lines. I'm just going to call him Butthead. And it's along the lines of Beavis and Butthead, okay? Not because of his lifestyle proclivities or, you know, I don't even want to go there with that. But here's four articles that I posted, part of news headlines at TalkStream Live and TalkRight. And it says that Mayor Pete did an interview with Hugh Hewitt from Salem Radio Network. And this is what he says. He says, we should be erasing Thomas Jefferson's name. He says it's the right thing to do. Then he goes on, and these are other articles that are outside of that interview. And he says Christianity has extremist factions, just like the Nation of Islam. So he sees Christianity, and he sees Islam are equatable, which, you know, to me is just, you know, unbelievable. And then I'll go to two others. He's unveiling his 2020 agenda, which I mentioned, I guess, kind of earlier: amnesty, legal pot, and abortion rights. Finally, in another article about Mayor Pete, Butthead, in South Carolina, he says, America was never as great as advertised. So this is the lunacy and the ultra-extreme left progressive agenda is aborting babies, not fetuses, babies with heartbeats and coming out of the womb. And you have, basically abortion on demand, anytime, anywhere, for any reason. There you go. And then you have that Thomas Jefferson. I knew they were going to get to this eventually, not just, certain generals and certain other things. But, I mean, if you take out Thomas Jefferson's namesake, I mean, it's everywhere. And he's so pivotal to everything that America was founded on and everything that America became. And I just want to, and then the fact that you're going to equate, you know, extreme factions of, allegedly, of Christianity with the Nation of Islam and the Islamist, it's unbelievable.
Well, if you're trying to destroy America, then it's right on target, and it is believable. And I heard somebody this week, I can't recall who it was, saying the Democrat Party is so afraid that they're losing ground, that they're going so far left with these clowns that they have right now. I think there's 20 some odd now that have said they're running in 2020. And they said their strategy is to go so crazy left so that they can then bring out Biden and possibly, I wouldn't be surprised. I said this early on, and possibly Hillary Clinton and dragging her back out on stage.
No, I think they would go after Oprah before Hillary. They know Hillary lost, she'll lose again, she has no chance, and she's just unlikable and unrelatable. But I think it's going to be Biden, and I think Bernie...
Make them look like moderate, so they have these far-left clowns.
Yeah, but Biden is likable to the Dems, and he's likable to some of the lunch bucket crew, and he could win Pennsylvania, being right there in Delaware, and he's always, you know, doing things at the University of Pennsylvania and various other things within Philadelphia, and Ed Rendell, the beloved governor at one time here. So, He's going to be a challenge, you know, even with his gaffes and all those kind of things. There's no chance. Hillary, the Clintons are done. It's all legacy stuff now for them. I think Bernie, it's funny that people are out-lefting Bernie. That's pretty difficult to out-left a communist.
Remember when he first came out and we thought this guy has lost his mind. He is so far left. But look, he almost looks moderate compared to these other crazies now. And that's the point. I think that's what they're saying, that it's almost like a strategy that the Democrat Party is using.
Well, they're still going to have, whoever it is, even if it's Biden, he's going to have to embrace some of those extreme leftist views. But he can still, you know, temper those. I think it's going to be Bernie and Biden fighting out at the end, and Biden will win. But that's just, you know, I've been pretty good with my political prognostications. There's a lot that can happen here. But it's the best thing that could happen for Trump. I mean, to sit back and, you know, he's going to be tweeting all these debates, and he's got nicknames for so many of them. It's so funny because I've always been one that, you know, gives nicknames and has these one-liners and zingers and catchphrases, and Savage too, and there's others in talk radio. So Trump would have been an exquisite talk show host, and I mentioned that he basically is the shock jock of American political politics.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know you don't think Clinton will come back out, but I think she is so power hungry. I wouldn't doubt.
The Hellcat, she's done. I mean, she can try, but nobody wants her. I mean, there have been a lot of Democrats come out and just say, please get off the political stage. Don't say another word. You know, leave us alone. You and your husband have had your opportunities, your chances.
Right.
And quite frankly, she's not beloved. So it would have to be like if they brought someone like Oprah or someone that really, you know.
Or Michelle Obama. She would be a strong contender.
Michelle Obama would definitely be a difficult opponent for Trump. Well, I mean, well, this hour has gone very quickly. So glad that you've tuned in for this program. And folks, always catch up the podcast as well. TomDonahueReports.com. I'm Tom Donahue for Angeline Marie. Till we meet again, have a great week.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online,
or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.